From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Here I am, 23 years old, been skating for 17 years, been skating since I was six. It feels good to have a medal, especially a gold one.
I will be donating money specifically to a program to help refugees in Chad. What I do is great fun. I love what I do. But it's honestly a pretty ridiculous thing. I mean, I skate around on ice and tights, right? But because I skated well, and because I now have a few seconds of microphone time, I have the ability to hopefully raise some awareness and raise some money.
I'm the guy who pulled the trigger that fired the round that hit Harry. And you can talk about all of the other conditions that existed at the time, but that's the bottom line.
I am very grateful and want to thank all the people who have remembered me in their prayers. My family and I are deeply sorry for all that Vice President Cheney and his family have had to go through this past week.
I think FEMA is the disaster today. That's an even greater disaster than the disasters it's supposed to be addressing.
We have testimony saying that the helicopter, the Coast Guard, flew over, saw the breach in the morning, confirmed it in the evening, took the pictures, which I believe Senator Dayton showed you. Those pictures all were there before you went to bed.
I agree that by late Monday, by the time those pictures were taken.
How did these screw-ups happen? I mean, have you looked into them?
Yes, the answer is I have looked into
them. And how did they happen?
I think it's a combination. Some of these messages never got to the operations center. Some of them did, but there were conflicting stories. So there was an effort made to ascertain what the truth was. Was there really a breach? How significant?
Should there have been that effort made?
Secretary Rice, do you really believe that elections in the Middle East, where these kind of terrorists and extremist groups are being chosen, do you think that's working to the benefit of the United States?
Well, Senator, if the option is not to hold elections, I think that would be a terrible
place.
That
wasn't my question.
Well, no, you asked, so let me answer. I think if the option is not to hold elections and not to give people their say, then that's an untenable position for the United States.
That wasn't my question.
Senator, I would like to answer your question.
The whole year of 2005, nothing was done. Opportunities missed.
And now we have a very,
very disastrous situation of a terrorist organization winning elections.
Hamas's most important job now is to unify the Palestinian people under the flag of Islam. We reject all secular ideas, all communist ideas, or any other ideas. Islam is the only way to unify Palestinians.